Thank you, Madam Chair, and my apologies that actually on the slide it's not maybe very visible the information. In any case, you do remember that at the last meeting, precisely on 21st of October 2021, you adopted the proposals for amendments. These were from Croatia, Poland, the Russian Federation, and Georgia. The Secretariat immediately after the ITC session in this year, so on 28, I think, February 2022, we notified the Office of Legal Affairs in New York about adoption by the Working Party of these very amendment proposals. Then the Office of Legal Affairs issued the notification to the concerned contracting parties. For some reason unknown to the Secretariat, that was issued.
Sorry, we don't seem to get the Russian translation.
They don't.
We're not hearing the Russian translation.
I see.
Can you just mention something?
We have indications that the Russian interpretation is not heard. Is not ongoing.
We're not getting it through here either.
So. Okay. Is the interpretation back? No, this one is fine. Okay, so I don't know. I hope that now the Russian interpretation is on. Okay. So very briefly, this is about informing you about the status of amendments that were adopted by the Working Party at the last session. You remember, four countries made proposals: Croatia, Poland, the Russian Federation, and Georgia. And the Secretariat submitted to the Office of Legal Affairs information about that adoption. That was on 28 February. Then, for the reasons unknown to the Secretariat, it was only in June that there was this depository notification issued, by the Office of Legal Affairs. That means that the 6 months period will be over by 22 December, and if there is no notification back from any of the concerned contracting parties to the Office of Legal Affairs by that date, that means that these amendment proposals will be considered accepted. Then it will be a period of 3 months for them to enter into force, so that will be by 22 March, if my counting is correct. Next slide, please. Let me then also briefly inform you about the amendments that were adopted at the 63rd session, so the session that we had in October 2020. Here I just would like to inform you that those amendments, they entered into force by 9 December 2021, to which you have this notification issued by the Office of Legal Affairs. And now we have new amendment proposals, as indicated to you at the start of today's session. We have in document 2022/2 Lithuania the proposal from Lithuania, and also there is a supplement to this document in informal document number 7. And I also would like to mention that we have also a proposal submitted by Denmark, which is in the document EC Trans WP 24/2022/17. Thank you.